praises of the chosen one. Praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and mind.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We would love to welcome our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to another beautiful broadcast of this amazing program called Praises of the Chosen One. Alhamdulillah, this is the place where we gather and we praise and we recite the praises of the most exalted Habib, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, his praises and his dhikr has already been elevated by Allah Azza wa Jalla himself, dear viewers. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we gather here and through his dhikr, through his remembrance, subhanallah, when life is heavy, when doors feel closed, and when you don't even know how to make dua properly, dear viewers, one name still brings sukoon. There's one name that brings tranquility. There's one name that brings in happiness. And that is the name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So this is the miracle and the karamat of praising the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You just don't say his praise. The praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam itself heals a person, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, tonight once again we are accompanied by our standard featuring guest who needs no introduction to the airwaves of Madani Channel. And he is none other than our beloved Naveed Attari Hafidhahullah subhanallah, who with his melodious voice will recite the praises of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Azza wa Jalla himself praises the beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran Pak as well. And today inshallah Azza wa Jalla we will revise and we will recite and we will chant the dhikr of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dhikr of the awliya and salihin as well. So this has been our system, that before we commence with our program, we cleanse our hearts and our tongues with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani with his dhikr, with his hamd wa thana. And mashallah Azza wa Jalla, we have Naveed Bhai who will recite for us the opening kalams, and thereafter we will move on to the naats as well. This week is a little different, dear viewers. We do have some new kalams that we have not recited before. Inshallah Naveed Bhai se main darkhast karunga ki aise kalam padhe inshallah Azza wa Jalla jo ab tak humne is program mein nahi padhe hain. Alhamdulillah, often on Madani Channel you would listen to those kalams, but first time in this very program, dear viewers. So without any ta'khir and without any delay, I would like to turn to our Naveed Bhai to recite a hamd. The praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله اس نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا اس نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا سرکار کبھی میں بھی تو کہوں میں نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا میں نے بھی مدینہ دیکھ لیا اللہ میرے اللہ 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 یا الہی رحم کر لکھ گئے میری تقدیر میں، یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، یا الہی رحم کر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، روزائے خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، روزائے خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، اللہ میرے اللہ، 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 شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف ہے میرے رب، شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف ہے میرے رب، شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف، روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، اللہ میرے اللہ، 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 دن مکے میں شب گزرے مدینے پاک میں، گزرے دن مکے میں شب گزرے مدینے پاک میں، گزرے دن مکے میں شب گزرے مدینے پاک میں، روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، اللہ میرے اللہ، 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 کتنے بھی ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے، ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے، جتنے بھی ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے، ہو مدینے میں بسر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، مدینے میں بسر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں، اللہ میرے اللہ، 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 اللہ میرے اللہ،
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی، دس کلام از اے ہمبل conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, full of longing, dear viewers. It is not a demand, it is a dua, a supplication wrapped in the form of poetry, subhanallah. Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, every line, subhanallah, every line and every stanza in this couplet places destiny back into the hands, yani into the merciful hands of Qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, asking for a life illuminated by these sacred places, Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for such a zindagi that could be spent in these two beautiful cities, dear viewers. The poet says, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, only Allah is mine, only Allah is mine, O my Rabb, O my Creator, O my Sustainer. And then he states, Subhanallah, Ya Ilahi Rahmakar, Lik De Meri Taqdeer Mein, O my Rabb, O my Creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla, have mercy and write in my taqdeer, in my destiny, what? روز آئے خیر البشر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں. Write for me a visit to the blessed Rawdah-e Anwar of the best of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it such that my life be spent at the doorstep of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sha'ir and the poet here is asking Allah azza wa jalla, because Allah azza wa jalla can grant the honor of visiting the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will call, subhanallah, doors will open, dear viewers. Allah Kareem states in the Holy Quran, wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. Subhanallah. So the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla encompasses everything, dear viewers. Allah Kareem states His mercy. He says, my mercy encompasses everything. Turn towards the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the poet, he says, jitne bhi ayyam ab baqi hai meri zist ke. However many days remain in my life, O my creator, O my malik, ho madine mein basar, likh de meri taqdeer mein. Write that all those remaining days be spent in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, yani in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. So this is not spending time there doesn't mean tourism. Jiha, it is a dua to live and die in the atmosphere of mercy and peace, dear viewers. In the atmosphere of rahmat and karam, subhanallah. So making a desire to live in Makkah and Medina means fafirru ilallah, as Quran Pak has stated. So flee towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards His rahmat. Hasten towards the rahmat and the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla. And why not? His rahmat and His mercy is most definitely descending in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara. So that is being closer to His rahmat and His mercy. What a beautiful dua the poet has asked in this couplet, subhanallah. He says, Eh mere Rab, shahre Makkah se Madine ki taraf. Oh my Lord, between Makkah and Medina, oh from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. Aana jana umr bhar likh de mere taqdeer mein. Write lifelong coming and going in my destiny, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allahu Akbar, oh my Lord, from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwara, write lifelong coming and going in my destiny, so the doors could always be open. Subhanallah, this is a prayer, this is a dua for a life revolving around the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, revolving around worship and love, revolving around Umrah and Hajj, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar, Allah Kareem take us all the dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Then he says, Guzre din Makkah mein, shab guzre Madine Paak mein. Let my days pass in Makkah and Medina. Yani let my days pass in Makkah and my nights pass in Madinatul Munawwara. Roshni ka ye safar likh de mere taqdeer mein. Write this journey of noor, illumination and light into my destiny. Oh my creator, Allah Azza wa Jalla. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, why not, dear viewers of Madini channel? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is light from Allah Azza wa Jalla. As the Quran states, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allah Kareem speaks about a light being sent in a clear book. And all of my ikram have stated that, subhanallah, that noor and light which Allah speaks about in the Quran Pak, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. That noor and light which has traveled and come to this planet for our guidance is a noor from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and that noor is the noor of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So mashallah, this it goes on, dear viewers. One more couplet we will translate that. And mashallah, he says, Ye sada hai rozo shab qalb-e alim zar ki. Mashallah. And this is the poet's takhallus and name, subhanallah. So he says, this is a call. This is the call day and night of a humble crying heart. This is the call. This is the faryah. This is the dua day and night of a humble crying heart. What is the crying? He says, Phir Madine ka safar, likh de meri taqdeer mein, oh Allah, Azza wa Jalla, write another journey to Makkah and Medina in my destiny. Subhanallah, respected viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. This is a beautiful, beautiful kalam, subhanallah. Not asking Allah Azza wa Jalla for dunya, it is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for proximity, closeness, light, noor, peace, mercy, and asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to be connected with the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bahut zabardast aapne padha. MashaAllah, MashaAllah, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem open the doors, and MashaAllah, alhamdulillah, I believe that there are many Islamic brothers and sisters and children who have traveled to Makkah and Medina, and subhanallah, you have taken off, you have applied and submitted your application from your heart, and see, your call was there, subhanallah. Allah Kareem take all those who never been to Makkah and Medina. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, ab hum kalam ki janib jaate hain sayyidi. Kuch naati rasool sunayega inshallah azza wa jalla, koi aisa kalam sunayega jo ab tak humne is program mein nahi padha hai. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aajiyo shahnshah ka roza dekho, جیو آو شہنشاہ کا روزہ دیکھو حاجیو آو شہنشاہ کا روزہ دیکھو تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو حاجیو آؤ شہنشاہ کا روزہ دیکھو رکن شامی سمٹی وحشت شام غربت رکن شامی سمٹی وحشت شام غربت اب مدینے کو چلو صبح دلارا دیکھو اب مدینے کو چلو صبح دیارا دیکھو اور آب زمزم تو پیا خوب بجھائی پیاسے آب زمزم تو پیا خوب بجھائی پیاسے جودے شہ کوثر کا بھی دریا دیکھو آؤ جودے شہ کوثر کا بھی دریا دیکھو کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو اور زیر میزاب ملے خوب کرم کے چھیتے ابرِ رحمت کا یہاں زور برسنا دیکھو ابرِ رحمت کا یہاں زور برسنا دیکھو حاجیوں آؤ شہنشاہ کا روزہ دیکھو خوب آنکھوں سے لگایا ہے غلافِ کعبہ خوب آنکھوں سے لگایا ہے
نظر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی جلوہ دیکھو, قصر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی جلوہ دیکھو, کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو, غور سے سر تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا, غور سے تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا, میری آنکھوں سے میرے یارے کا روزہ دیکھو, غور سے تو رضا کعبے سے آتی ہے صدا, میری آنکھوں سے میرے پیارے کا روزہ دیکھو, کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے کعبے کعبے کعبہ دیکھو.
اللہ اکبر. ڈیئر ویوز آف مدینہ چینل, دس کلام حاجی او آؤ شہنشاہ کا روزہ دیکھو is one of my favorite kalam, subhanallah. It teaches us how Islam connects Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara, ibadat, worship to love and muhabba, and fear, khauf to hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowhere in this kalam, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali is lowering Makkatul Mukarramah or the Kaaba itself, but rather it raises the station of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali reminds us ashiks and devotees that after seeing the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the heart must see the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla as well. And that is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go and witness his city. Go and visit his jalwa. Go and visit his Mubarak Rawda. Go and visit the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Go and visit the places where the land of Madinatul Munawwara had an opportunity to kiss the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now this kalam he directs to the hajis, to the pilgrims. He says, Hajiyo ao, O pilgrims, come and see the king's resting place. Hajiyo ao, Shehenshah ka roza dekho. O pilgrims, come and see the king's resting place. Why? Kaaba to dekh chuke. Ab Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. You have seen the holy Kaaba. Now see the Kaaba of the Kaaba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hi Madine ki. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala is trying to say the Kaaba is sacred by command. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sacred by muhabba and love, dear viewers. Hajis are commanded to go and visit Makkatul Mukarramah. Perform tawaf, perform your hajj. But subhanallah, the beloved Rasul says, whoever seen my qabr, my rawda, manzara qabri, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. The one who visits my grave, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, Madina is sacred just as Makkah is sacred, subhanallah. All these couplets, subhanallah. Just imagine the haji who's performing tawaf, who's drinking Aab-e Zamzam. Ala Hadrat looks at him and he says, Aab-e Zamzam to piya khub. Bujhai pyaase, you drank from the water of Zamzam, the sacred water, and quenched your thirst very well, right? Aao, jude shahe kothar kabhi darya dekho. Since you have quenched your thirst with Aab-e Zamzam very well, now come and see the river of Kothar's master. Subhanallah, see the river of Kothar, the pond of Kothar. Visit the master who is the owner of the pond of Kothar, subhanallah. Since you had drank from that well, now come and drink from this well as well, who is the owner of Kawthar. Inna a'atainaka al-Kawthar. Subhanallah. Oh beloved, we have indeed bestowed upon you countless excellences. Subhanallah, countless excellence have been bestowed upon you. The thirsty of you is a Madini channel. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam quenches the heart and the soul, subhanallah. He quenches the ruh and the spirit with his mercy, with his karam. Allahu Akbar. Aage badhte hain, he says,
Whom dekhi dare Kaaba pe betabo ki.
Huh? So you saw the huge gatherings and the crowds. What crowds? Not normal crowds. Crowds that were longing. Crowds that were crying. So he says, you saw the longing crowds at the Kaaba's door. People were trying to touch the Kaaba, kiss Hajar-e-Aswad, and they were crying, holding the ghilaf. You saw that scenery, right? He says, unke mushtaqo mein hasrat ka tadapna dekho. You saw people restless. You saw the longing crowds at the door of the Kaaba. Now see the burning yearning for those who love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Crowds gather at the Kaaba. Jiha, crowds and gatherings will gather at the Kaaba. But subhanallah, lovers are melted in Madinatul Munawwara.
Waha insan jata hai to pigali jata hai sayyidi. Allah kareem hum ye sab waha le jayen, subhanallah.
Yahan pe har sher yaha bol rahe, subhanallah. And he says, ye dekhen, mithle parwana phira karte the jis shama ke gird.
Like moths and easels, they would circulate around such type of a flame. Yani,
the flame here is referred to the holy Kaaba. Kaaba is the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It is noor, it is light, it is illuminated. And like moths, people are circling around the holy Kaaba, like easels around the fire. Shama ke paas, how the easels will circulate. Likewise, the hajis and the pilgrims are circulating around the holy Kaaba, because the Kaaba is light. So he says, mithre parwana phira karte the jis shama ke gird.
Now he says, see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the flame and the lovers and devotees as moths. There you saw the holy Kaaba as noor and flame, and the hajis as moths.
But when you come to Medina, you will notice the beloved Rasul is that noor and light, whereas his devotees and ashiks are the moths circulating around him. Subhanallah. True muhabba and love consumes the self completely, dear viewers. A person is annihilated in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He finishes his existence, dear viewers of Madini channel. Companions of the beloved Rasul would tremble and forget hunger just by seeing one glance of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what they long for. This is what they hope for. This is what they lived for. Ashab-e-Suffa had nothing to eat. They had no businesses. They had nothing. If you had asked them what they waited there for, there was only one answer. Didar-e-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ek jhalak mil jaye. Ek jhalak dik jaye. Allahu Akbar, beda paar ho jaye,
mushkil aasan ho jaye. And this is all they looked for, dear viewers of Madini channel.
Subhanallah, khub aankho se lagaya hai ghilaf Kaaba.
You embrace the ghilaf and the cover of the holy Kaaba with your eyes, huh?
You cried, you teared.
Khub aankho se lagaya hai ghilaf Kaaba.
You place the cloth and the ghilaf of the Kaaba a lot upon your eyes. He says, qasr-e mahboob ke parde ka bhi jalwa dekho.
Now witness the veil and the parda of the beloved palace. You saw the parda of the Kaaba, now come see the parda of the beloved palace, subhanallah.
See the ruhaniyat and the nuraniyat there. So both are sacred, subhanallah, Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. One is built by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, the house of Allah azza wa jalla, and the other is the house of mercy, the house of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll go straight to the last couplet, inshallah. And he says of ya, ghor se sun to raza, Kaabe se aati hai sada. Allah Hadrat says, oh Raza, listen carefully.
Even the Kaaba is calling out. Ghor se, carefully try and listen.
The Kaaba is saying something. The Kaaba is mentioning something. Kaaba se ye sada aa rahi hai. There is a calling out from the Kaaba. What is the Kaaba trying to say to me? Allah Hadrat says, meri aankho se mere pyare ka roza dekho. The Kaaba is saying, from my lens and from my eyes, go see my beloved's resting place. Allahu Akbar. Go from my eyes. I want you to see Medina from here. The Kaaba is saying, look at Medina from here. Allahu Akbar. The Kaaba itself is directing the heart to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Hazrat is teaching us, go to Makkah with obedience. Go to Makkah with obedience and respect, but leave only after learning love from Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. You should only go there when you learn how to share true love, how to give out that love and muhabba. And that happens when you humble yourself in the city of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bohut zabardast. Hajiyo aao, shahenshah ka roza dekho. Kaaba to dekh chuke, ab Kaabe ka Kaaba dekho. Zabardast kalam, mashallah, apne padha hai. Subhanallah. Dil chahta hai koi dusra kalam sunaye hazrat, mashallah. This kalam has really touched our hearts, dear viewers. Allah Kareem, take us all to Makkah and Medina time and again, time and again. Dikha de, ya ilahi woh Medina, kaisi basti hai, جہاں پر رات دن مولا تیری رحمت برستی ہے. آمین بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
میری الفل مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے. میری الفت مدینے سے یوں ہی مدینے میں ہے. میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے. ارے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں. میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں. میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے. میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے. مکہ میں عمرہ کرنا سو کر لیا جس قدر اس کا دم مرنا تھا مر لیا. جس قدر اس کا دم بھرنا تھا بھر لیا. اب مدینے سے دوری گوارا نہیں. اب مدینے سے دوری گوارا نہیں. عاشقوں کا تو کعبہ مدینے میں ہے. حاجیوں آؤ شہنشاہ کا روضہ دیکھو. کعبہ تو دیکھ چکے اب کعبے کا کعبہ دیکھو. مکہ میں عمرہ کرنا تھا سو کر لیا اور جس قدر اس کا دم بھرنا تھا بھر لیا. اب مدینے سے دوری گوارا نہیں. عاشقوں کا تو کعبہ مدینے میں ہے. عاشقوں کا تو کعبہ مدینے میں ہے. مجھے موت کا کوئی خطرہ نہ ہو. موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پروانہ ہو. موت کیا زندگی کی بھی پروانہ ہو. کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھے سے کہے. کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھے سے کہے. اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے. کاش سرکار ایک بار مجھے سے کہے. اب تیرا مرنا جینا مدینے میں ہے. سرور دو جہاں سے دعا ہے میری. چشمے تر ان سے ہے
جائے میری چشمے تر ان سے ہے التجا یہ میری کہ ان کی فہرست میں میرا بھی نام ہو ان کی فہرست میں میرا بھی نام ہو جن کا روزانہ جانا مدینے میں ہے جن کا روزانہ جانا مدینے میں ہے
اعظم سے جس کی بڑی شان ہے روزہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے روزہ مصطفیٰ جس کی پہچان ہے
جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے میری مدینے سے یوں ہی نہیں میرے آقا کا روضہ مدینے میں ہے
اور جب نظر سوئے طیبہ روانہ ہوئی ساتھ دل بھی گیا ساتھ جا گئی
دل بھی گیا ساتھ جا بھی گئی اور میں منیر اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے میں منیر اب رہوں گا یہاں کس لیے میرا سارا اساسا مدینے میں ہے میرا سارا اساسا مدینے میں ہے میں مدینے کی جانب نہ کیسے کھینچوں میرا دین اور دنیا مدینے میں ہے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سو بیفور دس کلام یو اسپوک اباؤٹ مدینہ ایوری کلام از اسپیکنگ اباؤٹ دا سٹی آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اف اینی پرسن مے اسیوم ایوری تھنگ از اباؤٹ مدینہ لانگنگ فار مدینہ کرائنگ فار مدینہ ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ ڈائنگ ان مدینہ ڈوئنگ بزنس ان مدینہ لیونگ ان مدینہ ہیونگ چلڈرن ان مدینہ سیٹلنگ ان مدینہ ایوری تھنگ از مدینہ مدینہ وائی دا پوئٹ سیز میری الفت مائی لو اینڈ مائی لانگنگ اینڈ مائی ریسپیکٹ فار مدینہ از ناٹ وداؤٹ اے ریزن اٹ ہیز اے پرپز میری الفت مدینے سے یو ہی نہیں اٹس ناٹ جسٹ اینی ہاؤ This love and my desire for Medina is not anyhow. Mere aqa ka roza Medina mein hai, for my master's sacred resting place is in Medina. How could I not be drawn towards the city of Madinatul Munawwara? How can I not be pulled towards the city of Madinatul Munawwara? Mera deen aur dunya Medina mein hai, when my faith and when my worldly life both reside in Madinatul Munawwara. Another poet, His Eminence Amir Ahle Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Radhavi, Damat Barakatum Al Aliya. Beautiful kalam he has also penned, dear viewers of Madina Channel. He says, Madina, isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara. Madina, isliye attar, jano dil se hai pyara. Ke rehte hai mere aqa, mere dilbar Madina mein. Madina, Madina, dear viewers of Madina Channel. Subhanallah, Arsh-e-Azam se jiski badi shan hai. Arsh-e-Azam, Arsh, the lofty throne, Arsh-e-Azam se jiski badi shan hai. A place whose honor and respect surpasses even the mighty throne.
Roza-e Mustafa jiski pehchan hai.
Allahu Akbar. Identified and elevated by the blessed shrine of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
جس کا ہم پلہ کوئی محلہ نہیں, ایک ایسا محلہ مدینے میں ہے. سو دیر از نو نیبرہڈ اینی وے دیٹ کین میچ دا سٹی آف مدینۃ المنورہ. سچ اے یونیک اینڈ پیئرلیس کوارٹر ایگزسٹ ان مدینۃ المنورہ. There is no muhalla in the world, there is no society in the world, there is no place in the world that can match or come even near to the society and to the muhalla and to the palaces and to the PLS quarters that exist in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Why? Because the Rawdah Anwar is so great, it surpasses the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The sand which is touching the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's its significance is such, dear viewers. That subhanallah, in honor, it is greater than the arush of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the poet says, phir mujhe maut ka koi khatra na ho, then why should I ever fear death at all? Maut kya? Okay, leave death. Why even worry about life itself? Why should I fear death? Or why even should I worry about life? Kaash sarkar ek baar mujhse kahe. That will happen if only my master would say to me just once, ab tera marna jeena Madine mein hai. From now on, you're living and you're dying, both are in Madinatul Munawwara. When this will happen, then I will not even worry about death at all, subhanallah. I will not worry about life at all. Why? Because I'm residing in Madinatul Munawwara. I have no stress, I have no tension. Sarvare do jahan se dua hai meri. This is my prayer to the master of both worlds. Ha! Yes, my tearful plea rises with longing. Unki fehrist mein mera bhi naam ho. May my name also be written among those jinka roz aana jana Madine mein hai, who are blessed to come and go to Madina every day, regularly. Subhanallah. Often, they are found coming and going to Madina. May my name be on the list of those who are able and who are blessed to visit Madina time and again. Jab nazar suye teba rawana hui, saath dil bhi gaya, saath ja bhi gayi. When my gaze turned towards Taiba, towards Madinatul Munawwara, the moment I witnessed the beauty of Madina, hai hai, saath dil bhi gaya. My heart went with it and my soul also went with it. Main Munir ab rahunga yahan kis liye? Munir is a poet's name. The shair and the poet of his kalam, he says, Munir, why should I remain here anymore? Why should I be here? Any reason to be here? Mera sara asasa Madine mein hai. All that I own, my true wealth now lies in Madinatul Munawwara. Sara saman waha jab chala gaya, to Munir, what are you doing here yourself? Allahu Akbar, you also leave for the city of Madinatul Munawwara. So this is a kalam that, mashallah, bachcha bachcha ise padhta hai, subhanallah. Aur padhne ke baad Madine ki yaad taza ho jati hai. Allahu Akbar, the love of Madina, love of Madinatul Munawwara. Recite Darud-e-Pak, recite salawat upon the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read a book called Rafiqul Haramain, dear viewers, if you're ever going to Madina. A beautiful book written and published by Dawat Islami, Rafiqul Haramain. It is your companion for both the harams, Haramain, Sharifain, subhanallah. And if this really becomes your companion, Allahu Akbar, you will have the full maza of traveling, dear viewers. You will gain lots of benefits and blessings, for this book, subhanallah, will openly, explicitly mention to you what are the do's and don'ts, subhanallah. And there are many books, but there is a special flavor of ishq and muhabba in this book, subhanallah, that when you recite and you read it, when you reach there, subhanallah, you will enjoy more beauty of being in Madinatul Munawwara. It can be obtained from the website of Dawat Islami as well, mashallah. Ab aage badhte hain, dusre kalam ki janib jaate hain, inshallah. Dekhte hain ki Naveed bhai aaj kalam kaun sa sunayenge, inshallah.
Tum apna daaman bichha ke mango, tum apna daaman bichha ke mango, huzoor de ضرور دیں گے. تم اپنا دامن بچھا کے مانگو, حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے. تم اپنا دامن بچھا کے مانگو, تم اپنا دامن بچھا کے مانگو, حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے. دلوں کو کاسا بنا کے مانگو, دلوں کو کاسا بنا کے مانگو, حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے. دلوں کو کاسا
سا بنا کے مانگو
رسول اکرم کے آستانے سے مانگنے کا اصول یہ ہے رسول اکرم کے آستانے سے مانگنے کا اصول یہ ہے درود لب پر سجا کے مانگو درود لب پر سجا کے مانگو حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے دلوں کو کاسا بنا کے مانگو کریم داتا عظیم آقا کے در پہ کوئی کمی نہیں ہے کریم داتا عظیم آقا کے در پہ کوئی کمی نہیں ہے تم اپنے آنسو بہا کے مانگو تم اپنے آنسو بہا کے مانگو حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے تم اپنا دامن بچھا کے مانگو جہاں سے مولا علی نے مانگا جہاں سے ہر ہر کے ولی نے مانگا جہاں سے مولا علی نے مانگا جہاں سے ہر کے ولی نے مانگا انہی کی چوکھٹ پہ جا کے مانگو انہی کی چوکھٹ پہ جا کے مانگو حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے دلوں کو کاسا بنا کے مانگو اور میرے نبی کی ہے آل آلہ بڑا سخی ہے مدینے والا میرے نبی کی ہے آل آلہ بڑا سخی ہے مدینے والا تم آل کے واسطے سے مانگو تم آل کے واسطے سے مانگو حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے تم اپنا دامن بچھا کے مانگو
سبحان اللہ This kalam that we have heard now is not just poetry, dear viewers. Seriously, it is a lesson how to ask from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
It's actually taught ki agar mangna hai na to kis tarah se mangna hai. It teaches us adab and respect even before dua, humility before hope, and love that a aashiq and devotee should show before he even presents his request in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanallah, every stanza in this couplet, every line gently reminds us that the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the door of mercy. Jiha, it's a door of mercy, not measurement, dear viewers, where no request is too big or where a beggar is ever turned away. No, this is the darbar where all your desires are most definitely fulfilled. Ala Hazrat says, La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila batti hai kaunain mein ni'mat rasulullah ki. Wah kya judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. All of this shows us that the generosity of Mustafa is so much. Without asking, jab bin mange wo ata far kar rahe hain, ataen kar rahe hain subhanallah, bin mange, without even asking he is bestowing and giving us. Agar koi mange to kya na mile. And if you ask, why wouldn't you get the views of Madini channel? So this kalam doesn't promise wealth or words. It's actually promising certainty. Ki zarur denge. Bhai, zarur denge. Mango to sahi. Ask from his barga. Ask from his court. So he says, tum apna daman bicha ke mango. He says, you spread your shawl. Daman means the end garment of your kapra, your clothes, your libas that you wear. He says, bicha. Bicha ke is to spread it out on the ground, on the floor. He says, like how a beggar will beg when he will put his cloth on the ground. Ki ye mera piala hai, ye mera kapda hai. So be like a real beggar and ask, why would you get? How can you not get? He says, huzur denge, zarur denge. The Prophet will surely give you and he will definitely give you, subhanallah. So when you ask with humility, when a person will ask with humbleness, humility, full of trust and yaqeen, the court of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam never sends anyone empty-handed, dear viewers. Koi wahan se khali aaj jata hi nahi hai. Jo jata hai, wo bhar bhar ke liye ke aata hai, subhanallah. Uski aankhon ka noor dekho. Uski aankhon ka noor to dekho, jiska dekha hua Madina hai. From his eyes, from his andaz, from his kirdar, from his akhlaq, everything changes when he visits the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He says here, dilo ko kaasa bana ke mango. Okay, now he's teaching us how to ask. You don't have to take a physical bowl and go there. He says, make your heart into a begging bowl and ask. Apne qalb ko, apne dil ko pyaale ki tarah bana karke mango. Huzur denge, zarur denge. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet will surely give you. He will most definitely give you. Subhanallah. So don't beg with your tongue alone. Zaban se na mango. Beg with a broken heart. With sincerity, with love and affection. And you will most definitely get. Subhanallah. He says, Kareem Data Azim Aqa ke dar pe koi kami nahi hai. Kareem Data. Allahu Akbar. Kareem Data Azim Aqa ke dar pe koi kami nahi hai. Gadao aasu baha ke mango, huzur denge, zarur denge. He says, when you come at the door of the generous master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the great Rasul of Allah azza wa jalla, there is no shortage at all. There is no bound and end to the treasures. Allah has given him the keys to his treasures. There is no end to it. So when you come here to the generous master, to the great master, there is no shortage in his treasures. So, oh beggar, what are you asking like that for? Shed some tears. Huzur denge, zarur denge. When you will shed some tears na, when you will cry, Allahu Akbar, then you will see how the Aqa will bless you and give you. You will most definitely get. So his mercy is unlimited. Tears of sincerity unlock the treasures of mercy. The moment you start crying and you ask from your heart, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in the UK, India, Pakistan, anywhere in the world you may be, jahan se mangna hai, ro kar ke mango, huzur denge, zarur denge. Allahu Akbar. It's impossible that faryad ummati jo kare haale zar mein, mumkin nahi ke khair-e bashar ko khabar na ho. How is it possible that you as a true devotee are yearning for him and burning in his love and you are begging from him and he is unable to assist and aid, or he is unaware of your situation? It is impossible. Our Aqa will surely grant. He says, unhi se mazboot kar lo nate. Unhi se mazboot kar lo nate. Strengthen your bond with the one jo de ke ihsaan nahi jitate. Allah says, strengthen your bond with the one who gives, yet never reminds you of his favors. Jab deta hai na koi. When somebody gives you something, to people talk about it, they brag about it. I gave you this pants you're wearing. I gave you this kurta that you're wearing. I gave you this car that you're driving. I sent you here, I sent you there. I sponsored your ticket, I sponsored your this or your that, your child's school fees,
بولنا ضروری ہوتا ہے دینے کے بعد, لیکن سرکار کے کبارگاہ وہ بارگاہ ہے سبحان اللہ, اتنا اتنا لوگ لے کے جا رہے ہیں, اینڈ سبحان اللہ یو آر نیور ریمائنڈڈ آف دوز فیورز. آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا, آتا ہے فقیروں پہ انہیں پیار کچھ ایسا, خود بھیگ دے اور کہے منگتے کا بھلا ہو. اللہ اکبر. Rather in exchange, you and I will hope for some thanks from the beggar when he'd give you something. You will hope that he will tell you thanks, Jazakallah, Shukran, I appreciate it. And if you don't get that, you'll feel bad about it. But here the court of Mustafa is such that he will give you the donations and the charity, plus he will make the dua for you as well. Allahu Akbar. Allah, 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 Allah. True generosity, brothers and dear viewers, is given without any humiliation. When you give somebody something, don't talk about it. Don't speak about it. And that character of, that is the true character a person should have. And this is the way and the andaz of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he gave without humiliating any person. But they took and they took from him, and there was no limit to that, subhanallah. He says, unhi ko dil mein basa ke mango. Huh? Place him in your heart. Keep him in your heart. Bring him into your heart. Phir mango and then ask. Huzur denge, zarur denge. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will surely give you. Most definitely he will give you. So when the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lives in the heart, acceptance of your du'as and your supplications, they follow naturally, dear viewers. It will happen, inshallah, azza wa jalla. He says, jahan se Mola Ali ne manga, jahan se har ik wali ne manga, from the same door where Sayyidina Ali, Sher-e Khuda, radiyallahu anhu, had asked, and from the place where all the awliyas and the walis have asked, he says, unhi ke chokhat pe jaake mango. He says, go to the very same doorstep, go to the very same darbar, go to the very same place and ask. From where Mola Ali asked, from where every wali asked, huzur denge, zarur denge. The Prophet will give you, most definitely he will give you. حضور اکرم کے آستانے سے مانگنے کا اصول یہ ہے, حضور اکرم کے آستانے سے مانگنے کا اصول یہ ہے. This is the rule and the way of asking from the Prophet's court or from the Prophet's threshold is this. درود لب پہ سجا کے مانگو, حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے. If you want to ask from his darbar, then just adorn your lips and your tongue with درود and salawat. And then what? حضور دیں گے ضرور دیں گے. You will see that he will surely give you. Most definitely he will grant you. چلے اب ہم مناقب کی جانب جاتے ہیں, and انشاءاللہ عز و جل, it is the month of خاجہ خاجگان خاجہ غریب نواز معین الدین حسن رشتی اجمیری رحمت اللہ علی. We will also recite the منقبت of غوث اعظم رحمت اللہ علی. دیکھتے ہیں کہ ہمارے نوید بھائی کیا سناتے ہیں انشاءاللہ.
تیری ذات خواجہ معین الدین, تیری ذات خواجہ معین الدین, تو رسول پاک کی آل ہے. تیری ذات خواجہ معین الدین, تیری ذات خواجہ معین الدین, تو رسول پاک کی آل ہے. تیری شان خواجہ خواجگاں, تیری شان خواجہ خواجگاں, تجھ بے قصوں کا خیال ہے, تجھ بے قصوں کا خیال ہے. میرا بگڑا وقت سوار دے, میرا بگڑا وقت سوار دے, میرے خواجہ مجھ کو نواز دے, میرے خواجہ مجھ کو نواز دے. تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے, تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے, میری زندگی کا سوال ہے. تیری ایک نگاہ خواجہ ایک نگاہ, خواجہ ایک نگاہ, تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے, تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے, میری زندگی کا سوال ہے. خواجائے چیشت ہوں میں گدائے, خواجائے چیشت ہوں, مجھے اس گدائی پہ ناز ہے, میں گدائے خواجائے چیشت ہوں, مجھے اس گدائی پہ ناز ہے. میرا ناز خواجہ پہ کیوں نہ ہو, میرا ناز خواجہ
پہ کیوں نہ ہو میرا ناز خواجہ، پہ کیوں نہ ہو میرا خواجہ، بندہ نواز ہے میرا خواجہ، بندہ نواز ہے، یہاں بھیک ملتی ہے بے گما، یہاں بھیک ملتی ہے بے گما، یہاں بھیک ملتی ہے بے گما، یہ پڑے سخی کا ہے آستہ، یہ پڑے سخی کا ہے آستہ، یہاں سب کی بھرتی ہے جھولیاں، یہاں سب کی بھرتی ہے جھولیاں، یہ درے غریب نواز ہے، یہ درے غریب نواز ہے، تیری شان خواجہ اے خواجگاہ، تیری شان خواجہ اے خواجگاہ، تجھے بے قصوں کا خیال ہے
میرا خواجہ، ہند کا راجا میرا خواجہ، ہند کا راجا میرا خواجہ، ہند کا راجا میرا خواجہ، عطائے رسول ہے میرا خواجہ، عطائے رسول ہے میرا خواجہ، عطائے رسول ہے وہ بہار چشت پھول ہے، وہ بہار چشت کا پھول ہے، وہ بہار گلشن فاطمہ، وہ بہار گلشن فاطمہ، وہ بہار گلشن فاطمہ، چمن علی کا نہال ہے، چمن علی کا نہال ہے، میرا خواجہ عطائے رسول ہے میرا خواجہ، ہند کا راجا میرا خواجہ، عطائے رسول ہے وہ بہار چشت کا پھول ہے، وہ بہار گلشن فاطمہ، وہ بہار گلشن فاطمہ، چمن علی کا نہال ہے، چمن علی کا نہال ہے، تیری شان خواجہ اے خواجگاہ، تیری شان خواجہ اے خواجگاہ، تجھے بے قصوں کا خیال ہے۔
of this manqabat in the shan and praises of Khaja Khajagan Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is subhanallah just amazing. Ji haan, dear viewers, he is the shelter of the poor and the oppressed people. So this manqabat reminds us that when our lives are tangled in hardships, turning to Allah Azza wa Jalla through his beloved servants is not just ordinary love, but a path to ease, a path to blessings, and a path where you will most definitely, most certainly attain hope, dear viewers. وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. You know, we have taken the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his true ghulams and servants and family members and ashab, companions of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything associated to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become ba-barakat. Allahu Akbar. He says, oh Khwaja, your honor is such that you care for the helpless. You care for those who are homeless. Help and aid us. Help and aid us. غریب نواز، غریبوں کو نوازنے والے، ہاں، the one who blesses those who are poor, the destitutes. Allahu Akbar. This is what all the awliya Allahs would do from their khankas. Feed the destitutes, feed the poor, aid people, spread love and muhabbah. Subhanallah. So he is a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla who serves humanity. Allahu Akbar. Even the lowest person finds protection in the court of Khaja غریب نواز rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. یہ بڑا شعر پیارا مجھے لگا، میرا بگڑا وقت سوار، میرا خواجہ مجھ کو نواز دے. اللہ اکبر، آمین یا رب العالمین. He says, میرا بگڑا وقت، my time that is ruined, fix it خواجہ صاحب، بنا دیجئے. میرا بگڑا وقت سوار دے، میرا خواجہ مجھ کو نواز دے. Fix my ruined times, oh خواجہ غریب نواز, and bless me. He states, تیری ایک نگاہ کی بات ہے میری زندگی کا سوال ہے. For you it is just a matter of one glance.
of yours that can change the story of my entire life. Ek nigahe karam, cast your one merciful gaze upon me, my entire life will change. As the poet says, na nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. Allahu Akbar. This is the athar and the power in their nigah, in their glance, that when they look at you once, your life will change. Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala would cast his nazar and his sight on the chor, on the thieves, on the robbers, and he made them awliyas. Allahu Akbar. The beloved Rasul will cast his merciful gaze on things that didn't have life. They will gain life and they will begin to speak. Jis taraf ut gayi, dam mein dam a gaya, us nigahe inayat pe lakho salam. Through the power of Rasulullah's glance and his sight, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, if he will cast his sight upon you, your taqdeer and your destiny will also change, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah. So this is the spiritual status. One hadith of Rasulullah is, fear from the insight of the friends of Allah, for they see with the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear from the perception of the friends of Allah, from their insight. Their sight is such that they do not see from their normal naked eyes as you and I would see. These are the lens. When they see through the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you speak with them, when you are in their court, watch your tongue and watch the way you speak, subhanallah. Bada pyara kalam hai, yahan bheek milti hai beguma. Ye bade sakhi ka hai aasta. Here the charity I received without any doubt, you will receive it. And this is the court of the great, generous one. He says, yahan sab ki bharti hai jholiya. Everyone's bowls and their daman, their jholis are being filled here. This is the door of the friend of the poor, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Allah, let's move on to the next manqabat, which will be as the last manqabat, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
هيا لله يا عبد القادر سكين البغداد يا شيخ الجيلان هيا لله يا عبد القادر يا سكين بغداد يا شيخ الجيلان جيلاني هيا لله يا عبد القادر سكين البغداد يا شيخ الجيلان ادھر بھی نگاہ کرم غوثِ اعظم ادھر بھی نگاہ کرم غوثِ اعظم ادھر بھی نگاہ کرم غوثِ اعظم کرو دور رنجو علم غوثِ اعظم شیء اللہ یا عبد القادر سکین البغداد یا شیخ الجیلانی جیلانی شیع اللہ یا عبد القادر یا سکین بغداد یا شیخ الجیلانی تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا
تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں ہاتھ میں نے دیا ہے تیرے ہاتھ میں یا جی غوثِ اعظم شیء اللہ یا عبد القادر یا سکین بغداد یا شیخ الجیلانی
تیرے رب نے مالک کیا تیرے جد کو تیرے رب نے مالک کیا تیرے جد کو
تیرے رب نے مالک کیا تیرے جد کو تیرے رب نے مالک کیا تیرے جد کو تیرے در سے دنیا پلی غوثِ اعظم شیء اللہ یا عبد القادر یا سکین بغداد یا شیخ الجیلانی
نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے ہوئے کو نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے ہوئے
نکالا تھا پہلے تو ڈوبو ہو کو نکالا ہے پہلے تو ڈوبے ہو کو اور اب
بچاوا سے آزم شیئن اللہ یا عبد القادر يا ساكن بغداد يا شيخ الجيلاني
سبحان الله. May we all be attaining our charity from the court of Ghaus-e-Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. Quddisa sirruhu al-Nurani. Allah Kareem has made him the Sultan and the leader of all the awliyas, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Allah Kareem, hame Baghdad bhi dikhayen, Ajmer bhi dikhayen. Subhan Allah. Keep reciting durood and salawat. We hope that you have enjoyed today's session, today's program. And we make dua through the blessings of Dhikri Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Kareem remove our difficulties. May Allah accept all our lawful wishes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all to Makkah and Medina time and again. Until next Sunday, dear viewers, keep smiling, be good, do good, stay good. And wherever you are, keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Praises of the chosen one, praises of the chosen Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind. Rasulullah, the chosen one, a blessing to mankind, a guiding light forever in our hearts and